The Democracy Campaign looked at donations to state lawmakers of $100 or more in 2009. 64% were from people who didn't live in a legislator's district. In other words, almost two-thirds of big campaign contributions to state lawmakers came from people who couldn't vote for them. Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says it gives legislators an incentive to cater to what he calls cash constituents over their own.
They have to raise a huge sum of money to participate in these insanely expensive elections, and they're increasingly having to go outside of their own districts to get that money. That creates a situation where you know, they've got an incentive to look out for their donors before they look out for the voters.
The top recipients of out-of-district donations were Democratic Senator Jim Sullivan and Republican Representative Leah Vukmir, both from Wauwatosa. That's not surprising. Sullivan represents a targeted seat, and Vukmir is challenging him this November. In addition to lawmakers from swing districts, legislative leaders and members of the legislature's budget committee received some of the most out-of-district donations. The percentage of out-of-district cash is in the ballpark of what lawmakers received in other odd-numbered years going back to 2003, although the total amount they raised was almost $200,000 less than in years past. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.